Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals, the daily dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. I'm joined by my friend, Micah, and we're going to be reviewing Risk of Rain Returns. Micah, are you ready to dive on in to the discussion?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo Pals. It's time for another Pals review of a game that came to Switch and a game dropped kind of off our radar somehow, and that is Risk of Rain Returns. Micah, you and I have a history with the Risk of Rain series dating back to college years for us. At this point, was many years ago. Right? Was it in college we first started playing this game?
Maybe.
Risk of Rain 1.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't even remember how we, like, where we got Risk of Rain.
It was like a Steam sale? Something where it was, like, really cheap. And
you probably saw it and were like, hey, you should get this or something.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact circumstances for discovering Risk of Rain as a series. But we picked it up and at that point set up to be able to play online multiplayer, which was a bit of a hassle at the time because it didn't have it built in. You'd like it did and it didn't. You'd have to like set up your own server. Yeah,
it wasn't a user-friendly way.
Right. No, you'd have to set up your own server to basically simulate a LAN connection for those that are familiar with how that all works. I am happy to report that is not the case for the remaster that just dropped on all platforms, and that is Risk of Rain Returns, which is a remaster of that game, Risk of Rain, and that comes after the sequel dropped, Risk of Rain 2, which you and I are both huge fans of Risk of Rain 2. Because we were fans of Risk of Rain 1, we followed the development and early access news, and when it dropped on Switch, we picked it up right away. We were like day one Risk of Rain 2 players. Am I remembering this correctly?
Yep. Probably. Well, unless my memory's also kind of faulty.
Well, let's jump into this review. So this is, again, a remaster of the first game for a modern, with a slightly modern look, updated, like
Grounds
graphics.
Up remake.
Yeah. It looks very similar, though. I would say that it's not like as huge of a difference as you would think.
They kept the same style, but all the artwork and sprites and whatnot are updated.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool when you beat the game, they show the comparison of them. And they look really nice now. Yeah. Not that they looked bad before, but...
But it was pretty minimalist before, right?
Yeah.
Definitely progressed since then. So let's talk about it. We cover four categories on this show. We talk about gameplay, the king of all of what we do with our game reviews, as it really comes down to gameplay. But we also talk about story, we talk about graphics, we talk about music. So where to start with this game? I think it's probably best to start with story.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it starts.
A little bit of the lack thereof.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't much story here. This game it's not procedurally generated, or is it? I feel like there's just different variations.
It's not. Yeah, they just have several variations. So I mean, I don't know how many variations are per level.
Slight variations. Yeah, slight amount of variations from level to level. You can get levels in a different order. So the story of the game in the intro cutscene, you are flying a big, huge ship through space, and a
Big Meanie.
Big Meanie with a big sword, cosmic entity type guy, sees you from his planet and attacks your ship, causing it to crash. And before it crashes, you and all the other crew, playable crew members, launch yourselves out of a escape hatch. And so you start by landing on the planet, and then the goal is to find the teleporter on each level to teleport to the next level. And kind of the story side of this is that you're trying to get back to the ship and take off and leave the planet so you're not stranded. Am I missing anything for the story? That's about it.
That sums it up.
There's not really... It's
minimal
not
story, but they got pretty cool, like, lore stuff you can, like, read about. You, like, collect the monster logs and plant, like, level logs.
Yeah.
And you can learn about things and, like, the items you can collect. So they got a bit of lore stuff that's pretty cool.
It's very, like, Metroid-esque in that way, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the story is kind of told through the logs, but it's not really story. It's more just lore, kind of learning about the planet. Yeah, that's really it for the story. I think it services the gameplay loop well, and I don't think it needs to be any more than it is.
Yeah.
And somehow the characters are very expressive, even though there's not really dialogue. Just in the way they're animated and in the little, like, character bios and their little, like, you see some animation for the intro cutscene for different characters. Like, I love that little clip with the chef who's, like, trying to lock his thing into place and he can't.
But he can't.
And then it just closes and launches him out. Yeah, it's fun. It kind of has, like... That, like, a similar vibe. This is gonna be a weird comparison, but I feel similar vibes to, like, Among Us, in that there's, like, a little bit of, like, a comedy sci-fi ness to it, but it's also very serious, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
maybe a bad comparison.
I mean, and in a lot of, like, the logs and things, sometimes they have, or some of the logs, they have some humor and whatnot.
So that story, music is fantastic. This game has fantastic
very
music. It's like very, I don't even know how to describe it. Sci-fi rock.
It's probably
feels,
a pretty good way.
It feels very like 80s action movie sci-fi. it's good. It's good. They really go hard with the electric guitars and synths. And I don't know what else to really say about the music in this case other than I highly recommend.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I think I like Risk of Rain 2's music better. I think. But that may be just because it's newer. This is also new. But they're not new tracks, I don't think. I think these are like remasters of the original. Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been too long since I played the original.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is like the original came out in what, 2012? 2013? It's an old game. So it's been so long since you and I played that we remember literally nothing. Like maybe a few character things here and there. But besides that, we're like, I don't remember even what things unlock. And it's way more different than Risk of Rain 2 than I remember it being. Like with power-ups and such. There is a lot of overlap between the two, but yeah. So we kind of talked about graphics already as well, but you wanna talk about the graphics a little bit more?
Yeah, they got graphics. I think they're pretty good. I'm a fan.
Well, I was looking at the original, and it looks better than I remember, first off, the original. And this new version doesn't look as different as I thought it would. So maybe you can talk more to the comparison there, because you've seen it side by side, having beat the game where I
haven't. You beaten the game?
Yeah, where does it show it side by side?
and the cutscene, not the cutscene, but like you beat the game, and then it scrolls through all the enemies, shows the old version and the new version.
Ah, yes, in the credits.
Yeah, in the credits.
Definitely skip.
You
those.
Of course watch those, right?
Mm.
I was kind of hoping I'd get an item unlocked.
Well, now you know.
They should have. That would have been great. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not crazy different. It has the same style. Higher pixel count, I guess. Higher resolution, and they're all just redone. They look more 3D-ish, mm-hmm. some of them, even though it's all, like, sprite art kind of a thing.
Yeah, because this game is 2D. I guess we can talk about. This is kind of a tie between gameplay and graphics. This game is a shooter, side-scrolling platformer.
Yeah, with abilities.
With abilities.
I mean, a lot of the characters are kind of melee characters.
Yeah, it's an ability shooter. Yeah, I guess there's, like, melee. It's, like, an ability like
the
shooter,
loader,
fighter.
I think, doesn't have, like, any range. They're all punching.
So, talking to gameplay here. Your character has four abilities, and then as you progress through different runs of the game, playing different runs of the game, you'll do things that will unlock abilities that you can switch to, but you will always have four. So you'll have your primary, secondary, and then two specials.
Utility, special, and then I can't remember what the other one's called.
Also a special, right? It's just a secondary skill, something
yeah,
like
but
that.
One's like the utility, which is generally that's an ability that helps you move.
Ah, yes. And then there's also a fifth slot, but that's a pickup item. So you'll pick up an item as you go, and that will be the thing. And this is the controls for this game primarily use the top triggers and the top bumpers on the controller. I ended up switching the control scheme, swapping the secondary and main, because it puts the secondary on the right trigger and the main on the left, and I that just felt wrong. I just switched it around.
Yeah, I made the same change.
It fits. It feels better. Yeah, just because I'm better with
unless
the trigger
you're left-handed,
finger on the right.
Maybe because yeah, that first ability is the one you're going to be using most.
Yeah, that's
you
your
gotta
default
have a
and
strong shift. Pointer finger using it.
Yeah, that's the one you just got to always have on and will be constantly switching to. So you have those four, and then you can enhance your character by picking up items. And these items do things like give you chance to deal double damage. You heal when you do damage. You heal when you're holding still. You can run faster. You can get a double jump.
But your attacks are explosive.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a bunch of like modifications and abilities, and you unlock more and more as you play by doing different things.
Which helps keep it fresh.
Yes. Yeah, and also gives you more chances to be able to try something different to be able to win, right? And that's all like your character specific stuff. You can also pick up drones, which will fight for you, and they will kind of hover around your character, and drones vary wildly in what they do. There's several shooting ones. There's a punching one. There's a healing one. That's all I found so far.
Laser.
Yeah.
Flamethrower.
Oh yeah, there's a flamethrower one, yeah.
I think that's all the ones I know of. I know theoretically there's a gold drone, because you have to get it to unlock mm-hmm. something.
They've been buffed in this game, for sure. Drones in the first game originally, I felt like, died super easily, and because they take damage. They're not permanent good there. But speaking of drones, they added if you die in multiplayer, you will turn into a drone for the remainder of the level. You do have health, so if you die like that, then you're just out for that level.
You don't really do too much in that form, but it's cool and nice to have something to do.
Yeah, you don't do a ton of damage, but I mean, there were a couple times where because I spent the majority dead. There were a couple times where I was able to do a decent amount of damage to the boss while Micah was basically kiting and running away from enemies. Because the boss couldn't reach me because I'm flying.
That's what heroes do.
That's what heroes do.
They kite and run.
Yeah. There's a pretty wide variety of characters to play as. You only start with two unlocked.
Yeah, I think there's around 12 total.
Mm-hmm. And two of them are new. Not from the original. And I feel like more are new because I don't remember half of these guys.
Yeah, to be fair, like, we popped and I was like, I don't remember any of these guys. I didn't remember the sniper, who is currently my favorite character.
Yeah. So then to progress through levels, you are defeating enemies, you find the teleporter, you have to activate it, and then a boss triggers. And you have to wait for the teleporter to charge and take out the boss. Like, that's how you progress to the next level. And
longer you take, the more difficult things get. So you kind of want to be getting through levels as fast as you can.
Yes, you have a permanent, like, difficulty bar that is slowly raising the longer you take in levels. This is not, it doesn't reset per level. This is how your game is getting harder the longer you take. So there's a balance of wanting to go fast so that you can get to the later levels at an easier difficulty, but also needing to stick around on the levels to unlock more things to enhance your character to be able to do well. It's got to find that balance. And let me say that all of the characters are so slow. it feels like your run ends,
and then you start over without any speed enhancement items, and it's a little painful.
Yeah, I think that's a gripe I have, because I feel like the characters are all a little too slow.
You just get too used to the speed.
I don't know if you get too used to the speed. It feels slow when you're not, and you can't like explore the world. You kind of are just, especially some of the characters are just slower than others as well. And you're just kind of like locked in with where you are. You're not going to be able to go explore other places because you won't have time. So, but that's kind of luck of the draw with the run and also with which character you pick. Because there's benefits and drawbacks to all that. So it's a lot of this, like, managing your character and your, like your items and making decisions based off what you're dealt, essentially. And that's it. You do that until you get back to the ship. You fight the main boss, and then you blast off, and then you can do another run again. And you're this whole, every time you're playing, you can do missions and things to unlock.
And if you want, you can skip the boss world and just like start the cycle over again. Just keep going. See how far you can make it.
Yep. And there's also like secrets. We haven't figured those out yet.
Oh yeah. Lots of hidden things, but there's artifacts definitely that can affect things in your run.
Yeah. Setting artifacts puts like new permanent rules to the run.
It's Providence Trials. I don't know if you've played them at all.
I haven't tried the Providence Trials.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't think that was a thing in the original.
But those are pretty cool because some of them are like you have to try and complete essentially a race. Mm. You have to try and keep a crab up in the air with your abilities. Some of them you just have to beat a lot of enemies. One, you have to try and heal a bunch while enemies attack you. Break the targets. They got like a wide variety of things.
Break the targets. Now you got I play Smash Bros.
But yeah, they got a lot of those, and those have been a lot of fun. Because the game's fun solo, but I think it's best multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
But they got those Providence Trials if you still want to play some solo stuff.
And they made multiplayer a lot easier to set up. It follows the same system as Risk of Rain 2, where you can create lobbies and join other players' lobbies, and you unlock stuff at the same pace and scale as who you're playing with, right?
Yeah.
However,
I think when you play with someone else, it combines all the unlocked things, so you can get things that you haven't personally unlocked.
Yeah.
I think. Could be wrong.
However, I will submit here that you and I have experienced a lot of problems with online.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily run super good.
Doesn't run as good as Risk of Rain 2.
Yeah, I'm hoping there'll be a patch relatively soon that kind of fixes a lot of these.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. So this is as of our reporting of this, this has been out for what, like 3 days? So the game's pretty fresh, pretty new. And yeah, there was a lot of issues with lag and instability. We had multiple times where I was alive. I was alive, running around and shooting things, and on Micah's screen, I was dead. And then instantly, I would be dead for no reason. But I had already been dead on his game for a solid, like, 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
That was a really
confusing
time. It
worked well for the host.
Yeah. I think even for the host, we were experiencing issues with, like, invisible turrets and invisible enemies and enemies not going away. After they died.
I think at that point we had swapped me being the host. Because when I was the host, I don't recall having those issues, but yeah. When someone else was hosting, there were times where like enemies would die, but their like sprite would still follow you around, but they wouldn't attack you.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, especially for the flying enemies. They're just like,
because we're still like freaking out because there's like 8 birds. No. And then you realize, wait a second, these are actually dead. They're
yeah,
just
essentially ghosts. I think when I was both hosting and when I was the one joining your hosted party, I had issues with invisible turrets as the engineer. Where my turret was just not there, but it was. It was doing damage and doing stuff, but I couldn't see it. And that was a little confusing. So there's some like visual, and then there's definitely some online issues. But if I recall correctly, Risk of Rain 2 also had internet struggles in its early days. I remember a few times where you and I would make it to the boss and something ridiculous would happen, and just like the people, there would only be one person able to keep going because nobody else could see or anything, you know.
Yeah.
It's a very action based game, and for what it is, it works pretty well. I'd say it's not unplayable.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, like the weird issues don't really affect your run, but every once in a while it does, and it can be frustrating.
Yeah, like the two times where I was dead, but not dead. I was like, that's dumb, because it's like it's not something I could have dodged or prevented, because on my screen I had, you know, I still had health left and was fine. But
who knows, maybe you just thought you dodged it and the game thought you had dodged it, but then it realized you hadn't dodged it.
Yeah, that time was super broken as well, that happened to me, because I died and then didn't get to come back as a turret like you usually do. And then
I think that's because you probably did and then got killed as a turret on my screen.
Yeah, potentially. And then at that point, it's supposed to cut so that I can watch Micah play. And it didn't do that. So I was just stuck on my dead body while he finished the entire game, actually.
And one time you opened the blast door to get to the main boss and you could go through it. But on my screen, it was still closed.
And you couldn't.
That was a bummer.
Yeah, and you were also being attacked by hordes of enemies that you couldn't see. They were all invisible to you.
Oh, yeah. But if I stood still long enough, I would get hurt a bunch.
Yeah. it's just things
but
like
it's
that.
Only, like, completely broken, like, twice. But to be fair, we also haven't done it that many times, so...
Yeah.
It definitely does have its issues. Yep. But I hope and assume we'll get fixed soon.
So, Micah, where do you want to drop this one in the scores for... What would you give this as a score?
I'm a big fan of it. It runs super well solo play. I'm thinking around an 8. Might have been a little higher if the multiplayer didn't sometimes wig out.
Yeah, I'm also going to give it an 8. That's exactly where I'm at with it. I think as well that the difficulty on this game seems more intense than I remember it being. And Risk of Rain 2, I felt like was a little easier. Risk of Rain 2 is still really hard. Just to clarify, but I feel like...
I think Risk of Rain 2 might be more difficult. Because you're not the sniper. Sniper all the way. You find that one character that you just gel with, and things become easier. Yeah. I think all the characters are viable. It's just they all have different play styles.
Yeah, very different. That
work for different people.
Well, that's going to do it for this review. Risk of Rain Returns. We give it a solid 8 out of 10. Let us know if you've picked this game up, what you think of it. Hit us up in the comments. Micah, where can people find you on the interweb?
You can find me at Micah Prime on Twitch. I think I said that backwards.
And you can find me on Twitch and YouTube at Andross1. You can also follow the show. You can help us to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts by leaving a 5-star review on your listening app of choice. And you are doing the best thing possible for the show if you do that. Because it helps people discover the show. But you know what you could do? Okay, I said best thing possible, but there's one thing better than best. And that's share with a friend. Share Nintendo Pals with a friend. Let them know, I listen to this pretty sweet podcast. You might like it. And maybe they will like it. And then tell them to share it with a friend. Or if they listen to this episode, they'll be like, oh, I should share this with a friend. And then it spreads, right? Like everybody will share with a friend. Eventually, if you have multiple friends, unlike me, I only have one. That's why we have the Nintendo Pals with just one friend. But if you have multiple friends, this should grow exponentially real quick. Anywho, I've talked enough here. Let's close out with the Patreon shout out to all our patrons. Thank you all for your support. And we will shout out you with our Patreon Pokey Rap right now.
We gotta rap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razo, Retrologic Day, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss 7, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch em, gotta catch em all. Gotta catch em all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple Viola, That Fast John, and Mother Plays 2.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please! To be a Patreon donut is your destiny!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode! Bye-bye!